you have to deal with this belief that you don't have enough money. You have to deal with this belief that you don't have enough time. Like, to go from this idea to ultimate success, the truth of the matter is you already have a life going on before you had this idea. So now fitting something new into this life and this routine that you already have going on, that's a really difficult transition for some people. If you're already working 8 to 12 hours and you're coming home and you're being a parent, that this idea that's so big for you to get this big success, it looks like a huge time commitment. You can't figure it out. So you get stuck there because you don't know how to make time. Yeah. I help you identify and discover that time, right? Simplify your process. When you're getting all of this information, I promise you, the 100% guarantee that I can make is that you're going to confuse yourself.
Oh, for sure.
You're going to confuse yourself. You're going to scare yourself. And you have to think, even write it at the top of your paper on every single journal entry that you're making or note that you're taking, simplify the process, simplify the process. Yeah. Write down all of its complexities, but how do I simplify it? And if you just take one piece at a time, what do I need to do first?
Hello, Patreon. So glad you could join us. Welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast. I'm here. My name's David. She's here. Her name's Donnie.
What's up, y'all?
In the building.
Yes.
I realize this week that we are really good at this.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know so.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because I watch a lot of podcasts. And some of them are very entertaining.
Yeah.
And some of them are very informational. Mm-hmm. But I think we have the best blend.
I agree. I think we do a very good job. We found our way and we have trained our audience to expect the blend of both.
Yeah.
Because very early on when we would joke, people would say, oh, you guys joke too much. Yeah. And then when we would try to be very serious, people would say, oh, I miss the natural Dave and Donnie joking a whole lot. And I think we subconsciously, like, we never had a discussion about it. We just kind of went back to just being ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So the good news is we never let you all dictate how this show goes, because it's not a lot. I think for the most part, our audience loves, you know, what we do, the way we do it. Mm-hmm. But there's always a couple people that say, hey, you should do this and you should do that. And if we listen to those people, then we're not ourselves anymore. Yeah. And we'll lose the rest of the people that love us being ourselves. Now, we do take, you know, criticism, especially if we see a continuous theme. But I think it's important just in this space to just be yourself, man.
Got
to
be yourself. And I think that's why we're really, really good at this, because individually, we're really dope people.
Yeah.
Collectively, we're really dope people. Like, we're just dope people.
Yeah, for sure.
So we put on a dope podcast.
That's hard to have. That's a hard dynamic to create as well.
Yeah.
So two people that are really good coming together to make something good. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when two people come together and they're good in their own space, it's hard to get the chemistry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's ego.
Yep.
There's competition. Yeah. And then there's just like, I don't think we focus on making sure you get talk time, I get talk time. It just flows. Yeah. But I think also it has a lot to do with, we have a relationship outside of this. And we really talk on this podcast the way we would talk on the phone.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. We don't even see the cameras.
So tell me about your week. What was the life lesson that you learned this week?
The life lesson that I learned this week, I'd have to think about that. I know with the process that we are going through right now with buying the building, I believe that I wrote out, last night I was mapping out like my overall business strategy. Well, not even my business strategy, but my businesses that I'm involved in right now. And I'm kind of mapping them all out. Like Donnie Wiggins Global is at the top. And then we have Six Figure EDU and Actionable CEO and David and Donnie Group and what all falls under these things. And I looked back at that board and I said, you have taken big risks and you have asked big asks of God, right? I realize I don't go to God for anything small. I don't really go and ask like for $100. I don't ask for the ability to pay my rent. I don't ask for those things. Like, I am truly asking him to bless and to approve legacy decisions, like decisions that are so far in advance that the things from here to that final step have to happen because I've asked for this big thing. And so if I can think of a lesson that I've learned this week or something that's really kind of guiding my week is really think big and go for it, but in a very big way, in a very big way. So I'll give you an example. When I was initially, you know, when we talked about additional locations and things like that, and I was saying, Dave, I want Full Transparency Podcast to be in a different studio, and I'm out and I'm looking for rental spaces. And, you know, I came here one day after going around and looking in these office buildings, and I'm looking to rent a space, rent a space, rent a space. I never asked God to approve that. I never even had the conversation about it. I didn't meditate on it. I didn't journal on it. And that's my process, right? I didn't pray about it. I didn't journal. That is my process when I'm making a decision. And I never did that. And I would go into these spaces and I'm coming back and I'm telling you like, yo, I found this building and it's like 3,000 square feet. And Dave's like, no, think bigger. It's got to be much bigger. It's got to be bigger than this. And I was always kind of like, we can buy, but the lease option is real cool too. Like, let's lease so that we can make sure.
Yeah.
And Dave's like, no, we're just going to buy it and make the decision, the right decision. Yeah. And so now going from looking at spaces that you can lease, and it would have been ridiculous to do. It's like $8,000 a month to lease what we really need versus just buying the building.
Yeah.
And this will be, the largest asset I've ever owned, the most expensive asset I've ever owned. I'm sure you've ever owned too. This will be the most expensive asset ever we've ever owned, the largest asset we've ever, the riskiest asset that we've ever owned. And I have found myself going to God about this one. Like, this is in my journal. This has been in my meditation. And I told you last night, I'm going to the building to pray over it before we close this week. So I get excited when I'm in that mode. It's like, make big asks, expect big, and go big.
Yeah, for sure. Let's give some, maybe we can give some, context on this, building too. We talked about it, last week as well, but this building is one, there's some pros, cons, opportunities, and all that kind of stuff, right? One is 15,000 square feet.
Yeah.
15,000 square feet.
On about 2 acres.
On about 2 acres, about 2.5, something like that. Yo, and so I was with Ramon yesterday, and you know that other, so we got, it's the building, and then there's a big parking lot around it. Mm-hmm. And then to the side is like another parking lot area, but it's a nice size area.
It is.
And he said one person that was going to buy it, because he's been the realtor for a while, he said another person was actually going to make it an apartment, like a multi-unit apartment. And they were going to put a garage on the bottom and then living space at the top. And I'm like, I didn't look at that. I looked at that space as like a parking lot. Remember parking. We were talking about like, oh, it's additional parking. But we could actually put something else.
We could just put an office complex there. Like, there's so many different things. It can be our headquarters. Like, we don't really have space to work out of here undistracted.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Undistracted. So we can cash flow it. We can make it a headquarters for something. Mm-hmm. We can make it an office complex. We can make it I don't know about a living complex right there just yet.
Or we could. We could.
We can do the other idea that we talked about that I really, really want to do. I don't know that we have enough space, but
Swine suite?
No. The lounge.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. we can do something like that. Again, I don't know. It's kind of tricky right there. Not screaming rich. Right. But we can do, I think that space will be best utilized for, so we have to, in this area, you guys, it is not the best neighborhood, right? Yeah. It's one of the sketchiest neighborhoods in Metro Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I don't feel comfortable putting something that's easily break inable in that area. We were looking at another property that's down the street for, you know, like determining what kind of equity we're going to have when we go into the property. And I told David, this one property is like $450,000. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, let's just buy it. Let's just go grab that. Right. Dave's like, calm down. Then I look at the picture some more and I'm scrolling and it's like really up on the street. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, we can't put an electrical fence around that.
Right.
And I said to him, on second thought, that one looks too easy to break into. Maybe not that particular concept, but we can do a number of things.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the opportunities. So we found it. 15,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
The front will have these content creation suites that people can rent out themselves. Mm-hmm. And in the back, we have an event area, right? So it's plenty of space. Like we'll have 3,000. It's actually... it's a little over 3,000. It's like 30. Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Business is tough. All right. And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you. It'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. 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 We calculated 4,000, but I got to get some real numbers. Mm-hmm. But the back is somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000. But the whole thing is 50,000.
That's for the event space.
For the event area, yes. Mm-hmm. So huge parking. I mean, we won't have any issues with parking. We'll put a gate around the building so we have some privacy, you know, in and out. You can't just walk up. You got to like get through the gate. So I think we're cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of upside, a lot of opportunity. So we'll just kind of give some numbers. We're buying it for a little less than $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to come to the table with $425,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
they are going to own or finance the other $550,000 that we're getting for 975, $550,000 mm-hmm. at 7% mm-hmm. interest only
yep.
for 2 years mm-hmm. and then 8% interest only for another year and a half. Mm-hmm. So we gotta pay it off in 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the $550,000, I don't think we have a problem with that. So great terms, great number. Like Donnie said, the address we was looking at the other day is $450,000 right around the corner, but the building is like 3,000 square feet.
Yeah.
So it's like a quarter of the space for, it's just, we got a lot of equity in this space.
Yeah.
Challenges is not in the best area.
It's not in the best area. What I do love about the area is that it's right off the interstate, yeah. right? And we are actually going to consult with security strategists, mm-hmm. not just our own knowledge yeah, about yeah, security. Yeah. We're consulting with security strategists.
You and the way Jay's guy?
No, you mentioned Jay's guy. Okay. And the way that I see it is Tyler Perry has built one of the largest production studios right around the corner from this, like not around the corner, but right down the street from this. He too picked an area that was not the best area. Mm-hmm. And now every film that is produced that comes through Atlanta looks for his production yep. studio, the whole hub. He's built like this whole city of production studio. They come here and that is in very high demand. Yep. We have friends who have gyms that are very popular and 7-figure businesses, you know, right there. And so I think that our initial reaction or our initial thoughts about the space or the area will kind of dissipate over time. I believe, too, that we'll have a lot of neighborhood residents that mm-hmm. fight for us and stand up for us. And they are acting as our own security because we're bringing something great into the neighborhood. And I just believe that we have an opportunity to kind of, over time, maybe invest in the block, if not buy the whole block, and turn it into something really great.
Guess how far we are from Tyler Perry Studio?
We are less than 3 minutes away.
Oh, seven.
Seven?
Yep.
Hmm.
7 minutes.
Seven?
Yeah.
What'd you use to do that?
Google Maps.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch.
7 minutes.
I think they're Google's talking about right now, lights and all that stuff. We're about 5 minutes away.
It says seven, though.
It says seven because it's factoring the time of day, the traffic, and what's going on.
It's 10:30.
I grew up in the area. We are about 5 minutes away.
Okay. Could be cap, could not. You know what I mean? It's all good. But here's another good thing. Here's another really, really cool thing. And it's not cool. It's not going to sound cool initially, but it's going to be really cool. There's some opportunity because the school system is terrible.
Yes.
The school system is terrible.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about it?
We're getting into those schools.
Yeah.
We are going into those schools. First of all, we're documenting this whole process. Mm-hmm. And we may even be able to, like, we're at the end of a school year now. So I think we have an opportunity to go to their administration and even see if we can create some field trip experiences for them to come out during the process. Yeah, and let them see what it looks like to build something literally from scratch. Yeah. Let them see that people are caring to bring something valuable to the community during that process. But even after, when it's complete, I see field trips, you know, coming back to see it complete. I see us putting them in studios, allowing them to film podcasts or, you know, episodes and whatever they want to do. But we are going into those schools. We are investing in those kids for sure. And this brings us back to the start of what we used to do. I used to speak in schools back in 2013, 2014. You were really heavy speaking in schools like around that same time period for much longer. You know, this is career day on steroids.
Yeah. And I'm sure Donnie will have a similar story. Like this actual studio that we're in, I moved real prematurely because I just knew I wanted a building, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I found some terms and I was like, oh, well, I could pay it, no problem. And I got it. And I didn't there's a lot I should have done. Like I should have built out the 3D model so I can see how things are going to look first. But I just drew everything on a napkin. You know what I mean? I said, okay, put a room here about this size, about that size. So there's a bunch of things I would change. But
about this building.
Yeah. But the fact that I just wanted to keep moving and make the adjustments along the way is how I live my life, and it's never turned out bad. You know what I mean? So like we don't, again, we haven't figured out where we're going to get the $600,000 for this build out.
Oh, first of all, the only thing that we've talked about is the cost of the building.
Yeah.
You didn't even talk about the cost of the renovation. This is a complete gut, complete renovation. Complete.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
And that's another, on top of the almost $1 million, it's another $600,000 cash that has to be paid to renovate this building and turn it into the vision.
Yeah. Our mortgage starts about 45 days after we close, right? And every single month, we have to pay the mortgage. What we should have done was figure out, like, make sure, like, all of the contractors are lined up, ready to go. We start pulling permits. We should have bended the schematic. We should have bended the 3D. We should have, like, figured out where we're going to get investors from. We should have, like, been doing presentations for the last 30 days or so. That's what we should have done. But what we should have done probably would have, what's that? What we should have done was would have taken us so much time, and one, we'd either lost the building or it would never get perfect. If you're going off of a list of things that should be done before you move forward. So again, if this was, if what we're doing, somebody's a business major right now and they just got an A on their assignment on how you're supposed to build and structure a business. And they're watching this right now and say, oh, y'all shouldn't do it that way. Y'all really, really need to plan this out. You're missing so many steps because someone taught that student all the things you need to do to build a successful business. And when you see the obstacles, you can't move forward until you get past that obstacle. But me and Donnie, we don't see all the things that we're supposed to do, which allows us to move faster and learn along the way and get more momentum.
And this is a good lesson because what you have to understand in your own business and what you're doing is most times things don't operate in the order of the checklist. Like the things on the checklist get done, but sometimes you have to go off script. And I see a lot of entrepreneurs make this mistake when things don't look exactly like the guide, the instruction manual, they get lost. They don't know how to operate in a, okay, let me think of a way to get around this. Let me think of a way to skip this step, but not miss what was supposed to happen in this step, come back to it later, right? And it's really important that you learn to see the bigger picture, but you also, in addition to instruction, you use intuition. And we have thought about this. We've thought about this in different models, like even from when I was thinking heavily on the salon suites. I did so much research there that I fully understood what it would take to open that. And so we're just really transitioning that concept into what we're doing now for content creation. So we can afford to skip some steps. When Dave said, hey, we found the building, I didn't have too many questions because I'd already been touring buildings and looking at layouts and, you know, just let me see the building is all I want. Just let me see it. Take me to the building. And when he's
Social Proof family, listen, I saw the most incredible device. It's called the Eufy Video Lock. Imagine this: smart lock, 2K camera and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security. But it's not just security, it's also for convenience. Imagine this: you're on the couch and your kids lose their keys. They come home, ring the doorbell, expect you to get up. You don't have to do that anymore. You can look at your kids on the phone and then unlock the door without getting up from the couch. This is a game changer, y'all. Super easy to install. Just need a Phillips head screwdriver. It's so easy. No drilling required. Keyless entry. No more fumbling keys while you're coming home with bags full of groceries. You don't have to worry about friends and family coming through that you want to let in, losing their keys. Short-term renters. Short-term renters. If you are in Airbnb space or you have some rental property, you can let the people in virtually from your phone. And get this, it has AI self-learning chip embedded for the finger recognition, fingerprint recognition, meaning the more you use it, the more accurate it becomes. Game changer, no battery anxiety, lasts up to 4 months, and you'll get a low battery notification. All you do is hook it up to a power bank and use your physical key if you need to, but you don't have to worry about that. Passcode unlocking and remote control with 2K clear sight, super enhanced night vision, so it's optimized even in the evening. Secure your packages, two-way audio, so you can talk to the UPS guy. This is a game changer, okay? It's no monthly fees. Unlike those other brands charge monthly fees, you don't have to worry about storage. You don't have to pay for storage. Customer service is there 24/7. I'm loving this product. I'm not going to lie to you. Ever have somebody ring your doorbell? You wonder who it is? You can see exactly who it is and unlock the door or keep the door locked if you want to. This is a game changer. Listen, search Eufy Video Lock. That's UEFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sent me the address and told me to go by. I'm like, no, you got to come to this building with me. I'm not going over there by myself. So being able to operate off script and still making it happen. Yeah. And, you know, in full transparency, it may cost you a little more to do that, yeah, but it will cost you a whole lot more. Like if we didn't get this building in this, the building that we're getting is a crazy size. It has the best space for the event capacity, you know, for the event parking capacity that we need. It's so multifunctional and the price is just insane. Yeah. Right. So I'm not as worried about the area. We'll make the area what we need to make the area. Mm-hmm. If we had passed on this, we then limit our options to now come back to the city, looking at buildings that cost 3 times more, mm-hmm, you know, and just really missing out on something. And so sometimes when you have that opportunity, you have to just act. You have to say yes and then figure out the rest later. And that's what this whole process is. This is a journey of watching David and Donnie say yes, figure this thing out as we go.
Yeah, and ignorance is like a blessing sometimes. My man, so I went to the building with my man that he went to school for like architecture. So we're talking, he's giving me some really, really good information. And he's like, yo, I can do the 2D drawing and the 3D. He said the 2D is like just kind of showing the layout map, all that kind of stuff. 3D is like you can see visually how the rooms are and all that kind of stuff. So we go down there and I was like, okay, so we get all the measurements and I'm like, all right, well, how long does it take to get the 2D drawing? Mm-hmm. And he said, it'll probably take 7 to 10 days. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, it just didn't make sense. I'm like, if we know the dimensions of it, why can't we just draw a square and then put the sizes of how far everything is on there? And he's like, well, I mean, that process is going to take about 7 to 10 days. Why? You know, and this is like, he went to school for this. Like, he's the expert. I just don't see why it would take that, bro. Like, why can't we just like do it? And just, he's like, I mean, well, you got to get the size and all that kind of stuff. During that, like we went to Cheesecake Factory and ate. And I was like, yo, I could just go on Fiverr. I'm sure somebody would do it faster. He's like, I mean, yeah, man, try Fiverr, but it's probably going to take about a week or so. So I went on Fiverr and I took I'm going to show you. I took a picture of this. Can you see this, Reese? I took a picture of this. This is, you can see it. It's good enough. You can see like, the size, the drawing, right? I take a picture of this and send it to a guy on Fiverr. And I'm like, yo, because he said in his bio, it's like architectural drawings, 2D drawings, whatever. Took a picture and sent it to him. And I said, how long would it take for you to create this? Guess what he said? 2 hours. Mm-hmm. He's all get it done in 2 hours. And he sent me the schematic.
Like an AutoCAD drawing.
He sent this back, right? Which is kind of like, it looks kind of how the, like your apartment would be, right?
If you looked at any floor plan.
Any floor plan. And I was like, well, there's a couple, there was a part that I didn't get like all the dimensions, so I had to go back. I was like, yo, I'm gonna go get some more dimensions and, you know, give you a new one so we can put like, you know, doors, we'll draw it out and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, all right, cool, no problem. Guess how much he charged me though? $10. I gave him a $5 tip. I'm like, yo.
I'm tipping you 50%.
Oh, come on with it. So the thing is, if we had went to school to know the process, that process would have made sense. Like, oh, well, we're going to have to wait a little while, yeah, right? But the fact that me and Donnie can look at something like, why is it going to take that long? Why is it going to be that price? Why do you think it's going to take that long? Like, in anything, you just got to keep moving and not necessarily trust experts. Mm-hmm. Some things just don't make sense in your head, like why this process is the way. And sometimes it's simply because that's how the process has always been.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's with anything. Like I'm thinking as you were saying that sometimes you can't trust the expert. How many times have you gone to the doctor and was misdiagnosed? Right. How many times have they told you, oh, we think this is wrong with you? And then they give you some medication. A couple days later, the medicine isn't working. You got to go back to the doctor. Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, if it isn't that, then it must be this. But you know your body. You knew the whole time. Like my mom is so good at this. She's so good at listening to doctors tell her something about me, or because my mom still comes to the doctor with me. She's so good at listening to the doctor say something about me or something about her. And she's like, that's just not right. And so I've become like the Google expert and really thinking, and you think about it like, well, according to the research, the 5 minutes that I've done, if this were it, then I should have an eyeball hanging out or a third eye growing. And that's not happening, doc. So this really doesn't make sense. At some point you have to not allow people to expert you out of a decision. You got to not allow people to use their expertise to rank your intuition, right? Like, you know what you should be doing. You know if this process doesn't sound right, but here's what happens. You feel like you only have that resource. So we only have this guy with this architectural experience. Mm-hmm. We have no other opportunities. David is resourceful. I am resourceful. So I hear what you're saying and I appreciate you for telling me what your process is. But I know that if I just go and ask a few questions and go to some of these other platforms and the internet where this free information exists, I can find another resource. And between the information that you gave me and this resource that I found, we can make it happen in a time frame that I believe is doable, is reasonable.
Don't trust the experts. Golly, if you talk to an attorney,
yeah,
about like starting your business.
Oh,
they
God.
Will make sure that you know how dangerous it is to start this business without getting a trademark. You should do all those things. I just had a different experience.
Yeah,
like my t-shirt brand, I didn't trademark it for 6 months. I'm not saying you should do that, but I'm just going. Let's just. I need to make some money right now. Okay, so I went and got some shirts printed, and I'm starting to spread this message, and it. Thankfully it worked out, right? But if you talk to a business professor, they're going to make sure that you know it's a really, really bad idea mm-hmm. to start a business without doing your market research and coming up with a business plan mm-hmm. and setting up a bank account and all that kind of stuff. And I just never came from that school of thought, which is like a year process.
Yeah.
It's like a year from getting started.
Yeah. Well, and I do come from that process. When I started my initial business, I remember when I was starting my clothing store many years ago, I had originally had an idea to open a shoe store. Mm-hmm. And with this shoe store, I'd done all the market research. I went to the locations. I did the rent projections. I studied how many cars drive by and how many red lights there were on my block. So I get, you know, the eyeballs, because the whole idea is if you're on a corner with the red light, then you've got all these extra people who have time to stop and really see you and take in the business. I did all that. I did the investor pitch. I did the 3 to 5 year projections. I did all of that. And guess what?
What?
I never opened that shoe store. I never opened that shoe store. Fast forward, just a few months later, I then get an opportunity to open a clothing store. Like, we're starting to talk about it. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And I was just so exhausted. It took me months. I had gone, what I had done was I talked to a business expert. I went into a bank. I went into, at that time, it was Wachovia Bank. And I said, I want to start a business in the neighborhood. I'm going to need funding. What would you need to see from me? And they gave me this whole long checklist. Well, turns out I wasn't approvable for a standard bank loan anyway, right? Like, that's the first thing. So why was I putting together all this information for a process that I wasn't going to be approved for? You do need a business loan if you need some kind of funding and invest, or not a business loan, a business plan, if you're looking for some type of funding, especially from a traditional bank. But I didn't even qualify for that process. My credit was jacked up. You hear, I had just foreclosed on a house. Girl, you can't get a business loan. And so when it came down to the clothing store, we literally opened that store on a whim. And $500 at a time, like literally. Mm-hmm. And I never looked at, like, the business plan is essentially the same thing. I never looked at it again. Fast forward, when I would go on to start another business, when I started my property management company, I started putting a business plan together. And I did this work and I never looked at that business plan again, ever, for anything. Yep. Not even when it was time to get funding. Like, you just go in and apply for the dang on loan. And so today, and I'm not advocating, because there are certain industries in which you absolutely need a business plan, and for certain reasons you need. If we wanted to get funding for Social Proof Podcast from a traditional bank right now, we would have to go back and do a business plan, right? And I'm perfectly okay with that. I am fine with going back and doing a business plan based on this experience that we've had over the last several years. Mm-hmm. But if we had said we got to put the business plan together first, we have no example of what that looks like. It could have delayed our process a year up.
What's up, podcaster or soon to be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game, because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. 2 full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years, where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet, because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast, or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about, you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members, where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now. But hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners, and only 20 listeners, who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL,
It'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you know right now yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL. That triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code BIGDEAL at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big deal.
Front. Whereas if we need a business plan today, I could write that in 24 hours because we went for it. We know what the business model looks like. We know what our competitors are. We know the market research. We have proven data right now, not expected or anticipated or projected data. And so it makes a big difference. And so stop waiting on these steps to just fall in line. It doesn't have to happen that way.
That's a fact. And I think the more research or more information you gather about whatever business or project you're going to start, I think for certain personality types or temperaments, you're pushing yourself further and further away from the start. Yeah. One, because you're going to realize that there's more competition than you thought when it was just in your head, a good idea, or there's so many barriers to starting. Or like the research might scare you, or it's just the fact that there's so many things that you need to do that's scary. It's like, how long is it going to take me to go through all this stuff? Because I know what it takes, and it's the more time you spend researching, the more time you'll spend researching, and you'll never, ever get it started for some personality types. Yeah. I remember I got a business plan. I was actually probably 3 or 4 years in to my t-shirt brand. And this is something my mentor Tony told me. Cause I was really fighting back. I'm like, yo, I did what I need to do to leave my job. You know what I mean? Like, why do I need a plan now? And he said this, and it made so much sense. He said, you probably will never use the business plan. Mm-hmm. He said, but I want you to go through the process of going through a business plan. Cause you get smart on your industry. You get smart on the business.
That's good.
So I'm already like in the flow. Then I double back to get the business plan. And now it makes more sense because I'm in the game.
Yeah.
But if you do it before, it's like, whoa, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's,
when you start looking at how much money you need for this for 3 years and how much a build out is going to cost you, you can literally talk yourself out of your idea. Now, let me also say this. This is probably some of the most irresponsible advice we've ever given.
Oh, for sure. But we can only give experience shares.
But we are giving experience advice, okay? And we can only speak from a place of what we've actually done. I did the whole business plan thing and would probably do it again, but I know now what they're for.
Yeah.
I know now that every single bit, if you have the money to start your own business, if you are bootstrapping this thing, you need a plan, but you might not need a whole entire business plan. And I want you to just Google a business plan to see all of the little sections that go into a business plan to fully have an idea of what we're talking about. We're not just talking about a basic outline. Okay, we're going to get this building. It's going to be for content creators and an event space in the back. That's not a business plan. That's an idea, yeah. Right? So Google what a business plan actually is and how detailed it is. Mm-hmm. Google one that the banks require and you'll understand why we're saying what we're saying right now. But I am aware that this is not the best advice.
It's not.
Right?
Actually, disclaimer, now that I'm thinking about it, we should get a business plan.
We should get a business plan. We should get a business plan because we are growing and we are like, no matter how cash heavy we were up front, like out of our own pockets doing anything in any of our businesses, like with my business, I 100% financed it. I didn't get a penny of anything from anybody else. And you've done the same thing. But what ends up happening is when it's time to scale and really grow that business, you will absolutely start needing money from other people. 100%. You'll need money, and these people need to see business plans in order to make them comfortable with detaching from their money.
Yeah. Let's be hypocritical for a minute. So we should probably get a business plan for this idea. One, because there's nothing we can compare this idea to.
Right.
And maybe don't create something. But we're seasoned enough for us not to be waiting on a plan. Mm-hmm. And we're seasoned enough to know what to do with the information of the plan.
Yeah.
So because our audience is predominantly entrepreneurs who haven't really built anything big before, or they're just now getting started, or, you know, they're hitting some stumbling blocks in those beginning phases. For that person, the advice is, yo, let's get rolling, because nothing's going to teach you better than experience.
Nothing
about
teaches.
Your business, your idea, your industry. Getting out there, seeing what people like and what they don't like. On the paper, the business plan might say, well, the market is asking for this. But the only reason the market is asking for that is because that's what's in the market. You know what I mean? If you bring something different, the market wasn't asking for electric cars.
Mm.
The market was asking for fast cars, reliable cars, cars that are good on gas.
Yeah.
And then Elon says, yo, why can't we just put a battery in that joint and run it like a remote control car? Right? And in his head, he's like, yo, why do we need all this maintenance and all that kind of stuff? Right? Mm-hmm. But now the whole world is demanding that because he had this idea. That's why I really, Donnie, in coaching, very rarely do I even tell people what to do. Mm-hmm. I give a suggestion, but the first part of my coaching is trying to figure out your idea, because I don't want to be naive enough to think that this person that's sitting in front of me asking for help, this person is going to be more successful than I am in business, because mm-hmm. they got this fresh idea, this new idea. And if I tell them exactly what to do, mm-hmm. I'm limiting them to the level of success in my own experience.
Yeah.
So I try to, in coaching, give kind of foundational coaching, like, let me get you thinking first. Mm-hmm. Let me get you asking yourself certain questions. Let me tell you some things that work fundamentally and what I've done, and I'll give you my suggestion. Mm-hmm. But I'm very careful not to say, hey, you got to do this or you're going to fail. And I've had coaches like that.
Yeah. It's really important in coaching to develop the visionary inside of somebody.
Mm, that's strong.
Yeah, it is. So
come on, tell the coaches again for the coaches in the back.
It is really important as a coach, a business coach, especially that your role in that relationship is to develop the visionary in somebody more so than giving them your framework and expecting them to follow it piece by piece. And that's why so many coaching programs are copy and paste, because everybody has these frameworks. And even I have a framework, but that framework really works for people who just don't understand their vision. They don't understand how to make sense of it. And the framework is designed to help you discover the visionary inside of you, right? Not necessarily to help you get to a particular end result, if that makes sense. Yeah. You discovering the visionary inside of you will put you into that framework, and you will ultimately get the end result. But it's so important that when you are coaching people, when you're instructing people, when you're giving people advice, as a coach, especially, to understand that everybody doesn't think the same way. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't receive the same way. Everybody mm-hmm. doesn't execute the same way. Yeah. And what you see in your head. So when you come to me with your idea, it's very important that we have a pre-call so that I fully understand, well, where were you going first? So one of the questions that we ask even on our pre-enrollment calls is, what have you already done? Mm-hmm. Right? What have you done that has worked? What have you done that hasn't worked? Because I need to understand how you think. I want to understand how you think. I want to understand how it affects you emotionally, how you perceive and receive information. And I want to understand how you execute, how you pivot. I need to understand these things about you. And that's why one-on-one coaching is so difficult. But if you are great at it, that's why you can make a lot of money doing it. Yeah. Great coaches understand that you have to get to the root of that particular person. And what happens if that person doesn't fit into the mold of your framework? can you still help them?
Drop the link, Donnie. Drop your link.
6figureedu.com. Sure. Go to my link and schedule a free strategy session to see if you're a good fit for me to help you become a visionary.
Ooh, let me ask you this. What is, I think there's a lot and it's going to be a long conversation, but what is in the gap between idea and profitable business, idea and the successful business that that idealist sees in their head? What is going on in this gap? Because I don't think there are some things that are stopping this idealist from getting to this mark. What's in the gap?
Yeah. There are so many things that lie in that gap. The first thing is their own mental enemies, right? So we have things that we're dealing with. You have an idea. This is the idea. This is the success that you see from that idea. But along the journey, you have to deal with, number one, overcoming fear. You have to deal with this belief that you don't have enough money. You have to deal with this belief that you don't have enough time. Like, to go from this idea to ultimate success, the truth of the matter is you already have a life going on before you had this idea. So now fitting something new into this life and this...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Routine that you already have going on, that's a really difficult transition for some people. If you're already working 8 to 12 hours and you're coming home and you're being a parent, that this idea that's so big for you to get this big success, it looks like a huge time commitment. You can't figure it out. So you get stuck there because you don't know how to make time. I help you identify and discover that time, right? Also, being a poor executor. The truth is, David, that most people are lazy. They're just not willing to do the work. Like, that's they only want to do the parts that they want to do. And that's why I'm in, like, just, and this is no plug, but that's why in my programs, I was just explaining this to somebody yesterday who wants to be in my accelerator program. And I tell her that I deliver the information over 7 weeks. When you pay me, you get week one and then week two and then week three. And she's like, well, I want to move very fast. Can I just go ahead? Can I pay more to get all 7 weeks up front? The answer is no. And the answer is no, because I have coached long enough to know how people like you think. I know that you want full access because you want to go straight to the marketing and sales piece, but you want to skip the clarity piece. You want to skip the mindset. So now when you invest and you go into sales and marketing and it doesn't produce a result, you're coming back to me saying the program doesn't work. No, your idea is trash because you skipped week one, right? Your idea is trash because you skipped week one. Your messaging is off because you skipped week two. You don't have the components. There is a systematic flow. There is a sequential order in which certain things have to be thought through. And the truth is, you guys, you've got these great ideas, but you're not giving it great effort. You just want great idea to manifest into great result, but there's great effort, great execution, great strategizing that has to happen in between. And there are some great sacrifices sometimes that also have to be made. And if you're missing one of those four components, you will not yield the result.
That's a fact. I think another thing standing in that gap is information, the right information, though. And many people don't spend time studying the craft. You know what I mean? Not just like what to do, but studying successful people in the space, like studying the industry, studying, studying. Yo, that's why I'm sure you can talk so much to not only people who need coaching or entrepreneurs, but also Donnie knows what's going on in the coaching space around other coaches because she's getting informed about the industry, right? And it shows when you talk about this space that you're in. I could tell some people that just aren't well studied in the space. Like you don't have that. And I think it takes somewhat of a desire, a certain level of interest to know, to find the fine details that make the difference. Because what you see the first time you see it, let's say, I don't know if you're in you're a mechanic, right? What you see is, oh, everybody's got a car. These are the most common problems, right? But nobody's studying why successful mechanic shops are the successful mechanic shops. What are, it's these little things. Oh, it's the follow-up. It's the fact that you track when that person needs another oil change. It's the fact that when they get home, they do a call and say, hey, just making sure everything's cool. And you're not thinking about those, but when you start studying these little details, and like as I'm watching all these people that interview, I'm looking at the details, not the fact that this person interviewed that person.
Yeah.
I'm studying the details, the body language, the time between someone answers a question and asks another question, or how combative the interviewer is with the interviewee, mm-hmm. making sure that they don't agree on every topic. Mm-hmm. All great interviewers don't agree on every topic. There has to be some sort of pushback, some sort of friction. Mm-hmm. But if you're just looking, oh, I just need a celebrity to interview, you're not even ready. That joint ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
So information, I think, is super important. The dangerous thing about information is you can get addicted to that.
Oh, you. I'm addicted to the information. Yeah. I don't stop reading books. You don't either. Mm-hmm. Like I'm constantly, as soon as I put a book down, I'm looking for the next book and I'm looking for the next book and looking for the next book. Mm-hmm. But implementation is just as important as the information.
For sure.
So you can continue to seek all the information that you want, but you have to implement something, mm-hmm. right? And I don't want to miss the piece that you were talking about. I believe that we are so good at what we do because we actually are interested.
Yeah.
And there are so many people that are starting businesses that are easy, but you're not interested in it. And so you can't execute at a level of excellence because you have no interest in this.
The sales letter was good.
The sales letter was good.
And it made you feel a way like, yeah. oh, I'm going to do this. They mm-hmm. sold you.
They sold you. And now you're trying to turn around and make a profit. I'm going to get my money back from this. I want to sell this to other people. Mm-hmm. But their messaging was good. You're not really interested. You're gullible.
Ooh.
Right? And that's the point of difference. So information, I believe in my industry specifically, in coaching and content creation, podcasting, I'm always sending you links of things that I'm finding mm-hmm. about podcast and what's happening in the space. Like I'm interested. I want to know. And if we don't stay on top of it, what we do, honestly, is so trendy. Right. This is not like auto mechanics. The process pretty much stays the same until they build a different type of car that's outside of that mm-hmm. framework. What we do, though, is trendy and is short lived if you don't continue to seek the information. But two things, we're interested and we implement. Like,
is there something that you can the people that are stuck in information and they don't know what to implement, or the person that just that's just going and never reviewing their work to try to mm-hmm. extract information. Like, how do you get out of both of those stuck positions?
Yeah. So the person who's getting all the information, I recommend, and this is what I would do, and this is what I do when I'm stuck in my own head. Break it down to the bare bones. So I am a math and science nerd at mm-hmm. heart, right? I think the way I think because I've been taught to critically think. And so when I see a complex issue, I write that complex problem at the top of my paper and then I start simplifying it. You ever had those fractions that were compound fractions and then you had to simplify the fraction to get to the answer? I'm simplifying the fraction. And so I need to know, in order to start this, what are the bare essentials that are necessary? Okay, I need first month's rent. Perfect. I need the deposit. Perfect. I need to get a customer. Okay. I need to get a customer. That's another compound fraction. How do I simplify that? What do I need to do at bare minimum to get the customer? Oh, I need the website up so that I can, and I need to tell somebody on social media. Those are the only two things that I'm worried about. I am not worrying myself with pixels and Google ad space and keywords mm-hmm. and hashtags. I need the website and I need to tell somebody,
yeah.
right? Simplify your process. When you're getting all of this information, I promise you the 100% guarantee that I can make is that you're going to confuse yourself.
Oh, for sure.
You're going to confuse yourself. You're going to scare yourself. And you have to think, even write it at the top of your paper on every single journal entry that you're making or note that you're taking. Simplify the process. Simplify the process. Yeah. Write down all of its complexities. But how do I simplify it? And if you just take one piece at a time, what do I need to do first?
Yeah.
The first thing that I need to do is get a building. Okay, what do I need in this building? this document is telling me that I need 30,000 square feet and blah, blah, blah. When really for the first 5 years, I just need 3,000 square feet. Can I go find 3,000 square feet? I need to be in this number. How do we pay for it? Bam, start there. Now, how do I get people in it? Okay, I need a sign. I need a sign and I need directionals maybe to show people that I'm here. I need to tell somebody that I'm here. Stop worrying about all the complex parts of the information and just simplify it as much as possible. Now, for those who are going through the process and not fact checking your work, you are going to run into a wall where you stop making money because
I just got triggered.
Yeah.
I've been there.
You are going to hit a brick wall where the money isn't moneying because I'll be honest, you're able to just start something. People who are really great at simplifying the processes like me and you, we just start something and we're going to make money. Well, you have to intentionally decide that you are going to check along the way and plan what that check looks like. Mm-hmm. So when I started my course, I simplified that process. It was literally the most simplified process. We're in the middle of, you know, the world being shut down and I didn't really have options to do a whole lot of complex stuff. I couldn't get a video team in here. I couldn't do lighting. I couldn't have a makeup artist. It's simple. So with my course, I said, okay, I can't necessarily appear on camera. And I was under the weather at the time. I had that C word. I don't like saying it anymore. I had that when I started putting my course together. And I couldn't do hair. I couldn't do makeup. Okay, well, I can't do the complex production that I want, but can I just record my voice? Can I record my voice? Yes. Well, Donnie, if you record your voice, you kind of need a visual to go with it. You need some slides. I'm no graphic designer, and I don't really know that I want to invest the money in it because, again, we don't know what's happening in the world. Well, Donnie, can you just pull up Canva or Google Slides and take a white background and put some black words on it? Well, I can do that. Well, if I read along with what I'm saying and explain it a little bit more, then I can make this interesting. And that's exactly what I did. But let me make sure along the way that this is valuable information that people can learn from. Mm-hmm. So what did I do? I put a weekly Q&A in place. This is a fact check for me where I can get feedback from these students who are getting this course that I simplified so much to make sure that you're actually getting information from it. So on the Q&A is, hey guys, where are you in your process? Was this information helpful for you?
That's good.
Was this information helpful for you? Yes. This wasn't helpful for you. Why? Why? When you find that something is not working, you just don't pull it out. You figure out why. Why isn't it working? It could be that you just didn't flip a switch. Mm-hmm. It could be that I forgot to talk about the slide that they saw. It could ask questions about why. The best place to get feedback from is the people who have gone through your process and not just the customers who have paid you. Mm-hmm. Here's what I did when I had time. I went back to the people who I did calls with to talk about my program that were really eager and they never joined. Why? Why didn't you ever join the program? Well, it's because, you know, the money that you wanted all the money up front. And if you would have offered payment arrangements, I would have joined. Easy.
Let's offer some payment arrangements.
Let's just offer some payment. What you need? what we got to do? How can I make this easy, an easy decision for you to get started? And that's truly like sometimes you are so dead set on what it is that you want, right? You're so dead set on how you see the end result looking. For example, I had a client that had a $2,500 program and they only wanted to, nope, because I saw online people are getting paid $5,000, $6,000, and everybody's getting paid wire transfers and people can get funding. Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to rely on this funding that only approves like 3% of the people that apply and that's what you want to do to build your business? Okay. But I'm strongly urging you that you need payment arrangements. And in the industry that they were working with people, and you have to understand this, you're putting out a $2,500 program to people who make $2,500 a month. Okay? Your ideal customer is somebody who makes $2,500 a month. Now, I'm not questioning the value of your program and the pricing of it. I am questioning how you choose to charge people, the method in which you're going to collect money. And I said, I'm going to be honest with you. Here in your particular offer, I would do 3 payment arrangements monthly. I would even do weekly payment arrangements because you have to... This is the how do I figure out how to get past the thing? You're not making the money that you want. If you go back and ask 100% of these people why they didn't get started, that wanted to get started, it's because they can't afford you the way afford to pay for it the way. Yeah. Not even the three payments, but they do get paid weekly. Mm-hmm. And that $197 weekly versus that $997 monthly works for them.
Yeah.
Just in the way that they get paid, right? Could end up being the same dollar amount, but the way my checking and savings account is set up, I need this $197 weekly. Yeah. More than this $997 monthly. You have to get to the bottom of things and you have to decide, where can I be flexible? What's worth bending on? What's worth pivoting on? Instead of staying stuck to, nope, it's $997 or nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
100%. And just like, yo, Donnie just really laid it out for you. And I think there's two types of people. They're saying, okay, I'm gonna get it done. And I'm, you know, I'm going to kind of improve along the way. But even after all that, there's somebody that said, man, I'm not going to release my program until I get payment arrangements.
Mm.
But you got to be willing to put out bad, right? So we, for some reason, people think when you launch it, especially for 95% of the people that are starting a business, you think when you launch it that everyone's going to see it.
Yeah.
Your launch will probably be the least amount of people that ever see your product, your service, and nobody wants to launch improperly, right? Mm-hmm. But we just got to get it out there. Like, I need a website. And then you hear, so if you talk to the person that is a marketer or a web developer, they'll say, oh, well, your copy's wrong. Oh, you need to have call to action buttons, and the button needs to be green because green means go. And you got to make sure it's green and there's a flow and there's a call to action and it's said this way and it's written this way, and don't put music on there. Don't let it transition this way. For me, and I'm sure Donnie, what she's saying is, we're going to put out a website that allows me to take money. I don't care if it says, this is the product, service, money. Just pay, click here and give me some money. Because mm-hmm. while that's up, there are some people that's just going to click and give you some money. And eventually you'll get some other people to say, yo, you know what? You need to improve your copy. And you say, oh, cool. I'll improve my copy. And then I have another thing to celebrate and launch. Yo, all new website. It's new.
Yeah.
Right? But it still has pay me on it. And then somebody's going to say, hey, let's get in this color psychology thing.
Yeah.
But while you're going through that whole process of color psychology, and it shouldn't be too long, and the tabs and all that kind of stuff, people can still buy while you're ideating and improving this process. So it's not a stop, right? We just got to get it out.
You know what's crazy is I say this often, and it's still on my to-do list. This is something that I need to execute on. Actually, I'm so scared to change it because it's working. I built my site for Six Figure Accelerator. Mm-hmm. Again, stuck middle of the pandemic, and I'm holding on to all my money because I don't know what's about to happen. And so I take this course, and in the course, they teach me the bare essentials to put this website together. Mm. And so there's literally a picture of me. This picture has been picturing since 2019. That picture is still there.
I hate that picture.
And it's a, yeah, I hate that picture too. I look so old on that picture also, but there's a picture of me in a red dress and a paragraph. That's it. And it says, click, challenge me, go to it. www.sixfigureedu.com. The word six, so right?
It's not the marketer in you.
It's ugly.
This was a whole marketing play. Golly, I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to do that ugly on stage. I'm going to use an example. I'm going to say, all right, you know, go to this website real quick. Because I want
you. And if you're watching this, sixfigureedu.com. I see her in the green. You looking like, girl, this is trash. This is beneath you. What? Look at that. And that's
that picture.
Yeah, it's that picture that I hate so much. So I put this website together and I just put it out there. Now we're getting to the point where I need to charge money. And remember, at first I was just charging full price. So I put up a nice little full price thing, but I had an issue with the payment arrangement. David just talked about some of you will wait until you have a payment arrangement, right? Well, I got an issue putting the payment arrangement piece together because that requires a little bit more tech savvy or website development savvy than I know how to do. That payment site is so ugly that I was embarrassed to show it to anybody. So instead of not starting the business and taking money, do you know what became my process? If you got to get on a sales call anyway, the salesperson just takes the money. We only see that link now 3 years later in-house. No customer ever sees that ugly link. No customer ever sees the confusing process in which you have to choose between pay in full and payment arrangement. We take payment over the phone. Ends up working out for me. Because now, after selling this particular course for almost 4 years at this point, we're 3 years into it. Well, you're eventually and inevitably going to get chargebacks, right? Mm-hmm. People who say, oh, I never authorized that payment or this was fraud. Oh, really? Well, guess what that ugly little website allowed me to do? It allowed me on my recorded calls to have a salesperson go through the script, take your payment, confirm your name, confirm your address, and ask you, this is a $797 or this is a $2,000 transaction. Do I have your permission to proceed? Yes. So when you charge back now, I send the link of the recorded call to my merchant, to your bank. And I win every single time because you did authorize this payment. And you know what they have when you call the chargeback? Because that's a phone call too. They have the recording of your voice. They're simply a ask. Can you please match this voice to the voice that made the complaint to you in the first place? To the voice that initiated the dispute? Oh, yeah. Never even thought to do that. Gosh, you won.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
Doing it ugly made me millions. Period. Millions of dollars later. And so anytime I get like, I stopped working with like certain marketing teams when I was trying to do ads because they wanted to blame what was happening on how poorly my website looked. And I'm like, yeah, millions later, I don't know. You know, if maybe I could be making tens of millions of dollars from this website, who knows? But I'm a little afraid to change it because I've tested even with my clients, these complicated websites, these really complicated websites. Let me tell you something about that. If you don't have a team on board that manages that website every day, the moment something goes down, guess what you're going to do? You either have to figure it out or you have to sift through Fiverr accounts until you find somebody who can figure it out. And usually when you hire contractors, their work is so specific to their process that nobody can undo what they did. Yeah. And you end up having to build a new website. Keep it simple.
Simple. Let's get it out, y'all.
Just get it out.
How many people like it hit a nerve? Like it's okay. I've been overanalyzing this whole process and just get it out, man. If nothing but for the process or the to get a good base to start somewhere, you just got to get something out so you can start building on top of that. But if you never, it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be right. There's always going to be an issue.
Yeah.
But you need to go through this because I'm telling you, there's no course, there's no even coach that can give you the information that you'll get from experience.
Yeah, and it never makes sense until you actually have the experience. Like you'll look at all these pieces, all these things that you have ideated in your mind, and it's just kind of like these ideas that are floating. It never makes sense. Like I could not understand for the life of me how they would go from my, because I'd never been on the back end. How do they go from my website and clicking this button? They're going to end up on my email list until I did it. Oh, that's how it works. How do I create a Zap now Zapier, which is an automation tool that will understand that somebody's on a payment plan. And if they don't pay to then remove access from the course, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. How does that happen? Do you know how to do that? No, but when you just do it, when you sit down and figure it out. So there's four words that I like. I have a mentor who says conceive, believe, and achieve. He actually wrote a book on that. But then I also heard someone say ask, receive, ask, believe, and receive. And so I felt like those two words between conceive and ask, both of them are necessary in the process. And so I like to utilize four words. And that is conceive, believe, ask, receive. When you conceive the idea in your head, every one of us can do that. Every single last one of us can conceive an idea. The challenge comes between the belief and the ask. We can all conceive an idea and we all understand how to receive the idea. But these two pieces in the middle, the believe and the ask, are the hardest part for most people. You're not believing because of what your circumstances look like around you. You're not believing because what somebody else told you you can do. You're not believing because you're still thinking about a past failure. You're not believing because your mental enemies are getting the best of you, right? But let's say you are believing. You believe that this is an idea that really works. You don't ask. You create this whole idea. You believe in it. And then you don't ask anybody to support it or do business with you. The ask looks like the sales phone call, but you're telling yourself you're not a salesperson. The ask looks like requesting some money, but you're scared to go into the bank because you're questioning your credit profile. You're not you're talking yourself out of the ask. Yeah. So what that looks like for you is you've conceived this idea. You made your Shopify site or your WordPress site. You put it out there and you made a post that just talked about the business that you're doing, but you never asked anybody to book the call. You never asked anybody to go to the website. You never asked anybody for their feedback. You never asked anybody to spend money with you. You have to conceive, believe, ask, then receive.
Yeah.
That's the only way. That's the only way. You're so focused on who's not supporting you. Did you ask them?
Yeah.
Did you ask, hey, Dave, I really need support with X, Y, and Z. What I need from you is $100. What I need from you is to go with me. What I need from you is to pray for me. What I need from you is to post this link for me. Dave would have been done it. I never asked him. So it's not at the top of his mind. It's not at the top of your customer's mind to do business with a person who's not asking for the money. Mm. When you see a McDonald's commercial, they're saying, come on by, come by, come taste. That's the ask, right? Come and taste, come and experience, come and enjoy. Yeah. Click this link. Log on to my website. Come into my store. Come to my event. Go to the website now. Conceive, believe, ask, receive.
Goodness, girl. We can't close it out no better than that. Yo, this was really good, yes? Maybe a question or two? Maybe a question or two?
We hadn't had a thunderous applause in a minute.
A thunderous applause. Any questions? Y'all good? Question? Patreon in there? We're good? No? Okay, cool. All right. Y'all the most non-question asking this group. I know it's a lot of information to take in. But you have any questions for me? You want me to coach you?
Yeah. How are we going to get this money back? In 90 days.
Okay. So first we gotta conceive.
Okay.
And then we gotta believe. Then we gotta ask somebody. And then cash the check. Yeah, for sure. Easy. What's up?
Hold on. Is it on?
Mike's good. Go for it.
I'm curious. When y'all was doing the plans, and the guy said, the architect said 7 days. Mm-hmm. And then you say, man, it's got to be better than that. And then you get a guy to do it in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. What was the price comparison?
A lot.
Like by 18 grand?
Yeah. No. I mean, not for the 2D. I'm paying him to like kind of, he's been through the process a lot more than I have.
Okay.
So I'm just like kind of paying him as a consultant. But yeah, it's really based on anything. Here's what's crazy. If the person who was doing the plan said, okay, it'd be about $200, I would have paid it. Mm-hmm. Or if the person is doing a plan said, okay, so these plans, these drawings, it'd be $1,000. I'd have paid it. But the guy said $10, so I paid that one. But the point is, you just have to ask. You got to ask. You got like, is there like, and when you start getting quotes for stuff, somebody gives you a quote and you start telling everybody, oh, this is what it's going to cost. But you only have that number because that one person gave you their number. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you'll see, bro, there's certain contractors or businesses that you go to where the price difference is really like so different, so off, but nobody's right or wrong. It's just what this person charges versus, it's not an industry standard, I'm saying, right? So someone asked, yo, how do we come up with the price for advertising? Threw one out there. Somebody else might have another similar view, they might have a whole nother number. Which one's right? You just ask a bunch of people. Yeah. So.
But that also goes back to you being the service provider and asking a bunch of people doing the market research to find out what pricing is in the industry, mm-hmm. because somebody could very well charge $2,000 and we don't know who paid it. Sounds right. Okay, mm-hmm. we're looking to build a multi-million dollar business. It sounds reasonable to pay $2,000 to put the plan in place, right? The layout. But then you get this guy who's charging $10. That guy needs to go and do some market research. I don't care what country he lives in. That guy needs to go and do some market research because he's significantly underpriced in the market.
Yeah. You know, he's pricing based off to not how valuable it is to me, but how long it takes him to do it.
Yeah, it takes him 2 hours. And so that's a very good point. Like, you're charging based on your time, but what he's forgetting is all of the engineering school or the tech school. I used to do that in engineering. It's called AutoCAD design. Like, that's hard to learn. There's a degree of physics in there. There's just a whole lot. Like, there's some visualizing that you have to do. You have to be able to tell people, no, the door won't work here because of this. Yeah. He's forgetting all of those years of education that he's spent or invested in getting this information. Years that he saved us by just doing the work.
Yeah. And like this process that we're going through, it's probably going to save us thousands of dollars, because when we go to the architect that's actually putting the plans together, that's going to like submit to the city or the county or whatever, we've done a lot of that process. You know what I mean? We've done a lot of, so some of these architects, they're going to charge you based on like what they have to think through for you. But if we take some time to think through it, then it's as simple as, oh, this really looks good. Obviously, I got to put my own situation together, stamp it, but you're cutting significant work for that particular architect, and it might go from 20,000 to 12,000 for the person who's going to like really make it official based on code, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, man, we just going. We learning.
We're going. We floating through this
learning
thing.
Through the journey, man.
Hand him that mic.
Put that back there real quick.
So my biggest problem is I'll have all these ideas, mm-hmm. and then I'll just overwhelm myself with all these ideas. And I know, guys, like, if I just took one, I'll be good, mm-hmm. but I just won't take any action because there's so many ideas. So my question is, what is your thought process? Or, like, do you have, like, a systematic process where, okay, I have this. How do you go from idea to taking action?
Mm. I think I said so already, like simplifying the process. But I think what you're really asking is, how do I pick which idea I'm going to start with? So for me, I have my own little, I don't know if it's a formula. It is a formula, but I haven't figured it out. So I'll just say what I do. I have a ton of ideas. Me and Dave have a ton of ideas. I typically look at the idea and say, which one am I most capable of executing right now? Which requires the least amount of money, right? Which requires the least amount of time, and what can I do in excellence to help somebody get a result or to get the result that I'm looking for? If it's very complicated and there's a lot of prerequisites, I probably will push that one back a little bit and start with something that's simpler, because in my mind, I like to use a simpler idea to fund a more complicated idea to create the revenue. So which one can I start making money from very quickly, more quickly, and execute most easily? That's kind of what I look at. So for example, I would never have started. I want an entire coaching agency. I have a small agency now, but it's nothing compared to like the university and everything that I want to put together. Well, putting that together is going to require several months, if not a year or two, of collecting the right information, filming it, recording it, organizing it, doing all that stuff. Let me just start with this one course right now. I know I can do this one course right now. It's pretty simple. Let me utilize that, make some money, get some experience. And now I know what goes into a university. So then, does any of your ideas kind of, is it an elevated step to another idea? So you go from, let's say, a car wash and an empty parking lot to now building your own car wash. You could probably learn something first from that car wash and that empty parking lot before you go out and invest in a whole structure to look at cars. So look at all of your ideas and simplify the process. What are you in position to do? Some of those ideas on your list right now, you are not in position to do. Some of the ideas on my list, I'm just not in position to do. Those need to wait. Which one am I able to do right now? Maybe three of them. Okay, I got three ideas that I'm able to do. Which one do I have the money for? Which one do I not have to invest so much time in? Like, which one do I invest the least amount of time in because I'm busy? Which one can I start right away? Which one can I delegate first? You got to consider your lifestyle. You got to consider everything else that you're going on. Do I have to delegate this? Do I have to do it myself? And if I got to do it myself, do I have the capacity to do that right now? Simplify the process.
Man, 100%. And I think you probably have a lot of good ideas, right? And sometimes I think some, and it's not like we don't pick any ideas. Like, we'll pick one, start going towards it, marching on that path. But if it's not as successful as we thought, in that time frame, we'll see something else, which is another opportunity where it's exciting and it's like shiny object syndrome. So I think in that scenario, we have to look less at the thing that we're doing and more at who we're becoming. And for me, I had to really get sick and tired of switching industries and businesses every 6 weeks. Yeah. Like the satisfaction of building something.
That's a fact. Man,
yo, y'all don't know. There's a satisfaction in building something.
Yeah.
And focusing. And like, not only do you have to decide what you're going to do, you also have to make a conscious effort and decide what you're not going to do until next year. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to touch this thing till next year. This is what I'm going to focus on and build. So just, it doesn't matter what you pick. It matters who you become through this process of picking something, sticking there, staying, figuring it out because you're smart enough to figure it out and not being distracted by like this. I wish there was like a poll that you could take of how many people get cold feet in an engagement, not because anything's wrong with the person that you're engaged to, but how many distractions you see before you get married. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna miss out on that. Ooh, I can't go.
Forever?
Forever?
Just one?
Forever, ever?
Ooh. This the only one?
I wish there was a poll. Because there's nothing wrong with the one that you chose. This one's great.
This one's great.
You see all this stuff on the surface, but you don't know that getting involved in, there's some stuff to come with that. There's some stuff with every business. The thing that you want to do, the thing that you're in right now, is nothing wrong with it. If it's not growing, it has something to do with you. And if you move to another idea, you have to take you with you. You have to take the problem with you to all these different businesses, and none of it works because you haven't changed. Mm-hmm. You haven't stayed there. Everybody gets to a wall. There's going to be a wall in your business where it seems unsurmountable and you feel like you've tried everything you can. And maybe that's true, but we got to go back to the drawing board to say, okay, I need to get more stuff that I can try.
Yeah.
Because it's not that nothing's going to work for this. I've tried everything I can. Oh, I need to go improve my skills. I need to go get more information. I need to work a little bit harder and become something else or somebody else or become the type of person that can get through this particular block.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, I agree. I'm thinking about some of the ideas that are on my list that I was a version of myself that I will never be again. And I can't believe like some of these ideas have expired. I just will never do those ideas. And so what do you do with them? Sell them to somebody who's that version of who you used to be. Make some money. The idea doesn't have to not be profitable. All ideas are profitable.
Yep. 100%.
Question. Last one.
Yes. I would like to say that my husband and I, we are so old school. And that's why I enjoy watching you and David. Because we are so stuck into working a job, you know, and our house is paid or almost paid, and it's like we did the hard way. Mm. Y'all doing the easy way. And I'm like, we need to get with it, you know. and you know, just last week we were talking about this on Thursday, and then he got stranded yesterday. He got stranded yesterday, so I'm like, yes, I'm going to the morning meetup today. So here we are. I work at the Marriott, so I end up staying at the Marriott last night, so that's why we're a little late, because that buffet was amazing.
All right,
but anyway.
What's that friends and family coupon code looking like, though? Right.
Not on camera, Donnie.
Oh. It's okay.
Just see me after the episode.
Sure. Instead of paying that $420.
Yes.
I'll say less. All right, what's your question?
Okay, but what I was saying is, you know, we're so old school, and it's like we need to catch up with you young people, you know, because it's like.
When you say you're old school, what do you mean?
Well, I'm saying like we work. You know, we work 9 to 5. I'm at Marriott. He's a truck driver. And, you know, it's like I want to do something different.
What if I told you that we're old school to somebody too? Mm-hmm. What if I told you that we work 9 to 9?
Yeah.
You still want this life?
I do. I do, because the thing is, it's a different way of doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. It's just a different way. Mm-hmm. And the way that we're doing it, it's like we're running and running and running and not getting to the punchline.
Oh, don't worry. I feel the same way. Okay. I'll be running and running and running. Donnie be
running and running and running.
But it's not like we're doing things a different way. It's just you're going to have to spend the next year of your life becoming an executor. Or spend the next year of your life figuring out how to be more effective at what you do. So we do some stuff and we're just mature enough to look back at our work and see what's not working. We're mature mm-hmm. enough not to blame everything else for our lack of success. Yeah. We're mature enough to go learn a skill in the same thing.
I have a question for you. You said you guys have been running and running and running. What are you running toward?
Well, like, every time we get close to something, we think about all the things that you all just mentioned, like, I wonder if this don't work. And
we just worried about paying what bills we have right now.
Yeah.
And we won't go outside that box.
Give me the mic a little.
We won't go outside the box to try something new because it's the fear of failing, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, needing too much just to get started. Trying to get funding, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. then I'm trying to do online school at the same time. So I don't have a lot of time to find to dedicate to trying to make things happen.
So remember you asked me the question, what is the roadblock from the idea to the result? Mm-hmm. And I said all those things in between. But one of those things that I said was the mental enemies. We are not doing anything any more significantly or any more genius than you guys are. Mm-hmm. We have the same idea. We had an idea. You have an idea, right? You are running toward a result. We were running toward a result, right? Do you get scared sometimes?
Of course.
Do you not have time to do certain things?
Absolutely.
The only difference between David and I.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And the two of you is that the mental enemies that come up, we're boxing them down. We're knocking them out. I get scared all the time. I am scared of what we're about to do.
Bro, I went to the spot the other day. It was a man that set up a tent in the front of the building. And he was inside that joint. Kay was next to us. She's like, oh my gosh, he's moving. I was like, yo. Look, I went back yesterday. He was still there. And then Ramon, he walked up. He was like, yo, you ain't tell him to leave? I said, no, you tell him to leave.
You tell him to leave. Like, we're scared. Sometimes we have doubts. Sometimes we have questions. The biggest difference is that it doesn't matter how we're doing it. It doesn't matter that we know how to use social media and you don't know how to use social media. There are hundreds of thousands of businesses, if not more, that don't use social media to grow. None of that matters. The difference is that every mental enemy that comes up, we know it's fake. We've done something. We've done enough to know that it's fake. We know that this is not real and we're going to move past it. We also know that they're going to come. We expect it. I expect the fear. I expect the sick, nauseating feeling in my stomach when I get this cashier's check on Friday. I expect people to tell me that I'm crazy. I expected somebody to say, ooh, not that neighborhood. And I'm going to do it anyway. So you have to find your anyway. Oh, yeah. We got these bills, but I'm going to do this anyway. We got this happening, but I'm going to do it anyway. I don't have a whole lot of time, but I'm going to stay up an extra hour and do it anyway. And then ask yourself, these courses that I'm taking, is it necessary to get the result that I want? Or am I just in a course for an idea that I don't even really want to do? I had to stop doing that too. Like, I'm busy with this course and that course. I ain't doing nothing with these courses. Unenrolled from all of this. I'm not doing nothing with college. Get rid of all of this. I'm not doing anything with this, but what it makes me feel is productive. It makes me feel like I'm working on something. I had to plug out and simplify and get to the root of what I actually wanted to achieve. Understand, like you understand in your marriage that there are possibilities that you'll be unhappy. You knew before marriage that there will be some times that you're not going to like him, right?
Right.
You got married anyway. Yep. You knew before marriage that there was a possibility that one of you could be sick one day, right? And you'd have to take care of them. You got married anyway. You know that it's a possibility in marriage because of other examples that cheating is a possibility, right? Did you know that cheating was a possibility? But you got married anyway. Find your anyway when it comes to the business and the life and the success that you want. Don't be subjective with anyway. Anyway, your way through life. I'm gonna do it anyway. Period.
Yeah. Listen, man, this has been another electrifying episode of the Social Proof Podcast, man. Y'all need to definitely like, subscribe, share this with somebody, because
this
is really, really going to help somebody.
With a lot of somebodies. Share this with a lot of somebodies.
Close out. Anything you want to tell everybody before we wrap up?
You guys, just be here. Have a front row seat at the journey that David and I are experiencing. Yep. But don't forget, we also have businesses that we are running right now. If you were inspired by this and you know that you want to be a coach, consultant, course creator, but you need to find your anyway and get over your anyway, send me schedule a pre-coaching consultation call at sixfigureedu.com. Let's really talk about and figure out if you're a good fit for us to work together and me to help you in that capacity. And then if you're just looking for general business coaching as well, you can also go through that same link and we'll figure out which is the best strategy for you. But you got to move, and you got to move through it anyway.
Facts,
right now.
Facts. Listen, y'all, we have the podcast summit coming up, Podcast Summit 2023, for businesses, business owners, content creators, coaches. I think everybody needs to understand this podcasting space because it's not going anywhere. Whether you want to be a podcast, you need to know how to get on podcasts, or you want to be a manager of podcasters, right? I'm telling you, these podcasters are going to be the next generation of celebrities because they are people who have an audience. So go to podcastsummit.com. If you DM me on Instagram, Podcast Summit, I will give you a very special gift or discount. Okay. So go to podcastsummit.com. Man, thank y'all so much for all the love. In 2 days, we will be closing. So the very next episode, we should have some good news.
We'll have some good news. Y'all probably would have already seen some content on the internet for sure. But we'll be talking to you from a different perspective. It will no longer be projections. It's going to be actualities.
Absolutely. Yeah. There it is, man. Like, subscribe, and share. We out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.